This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Gary, the industrialized building system, what is it? Could you explain, you know, the differences between traditionally constructed buildings and those that employ IBS?
IBS has two major features. First, all the elements are precasted. So instead of casting C2, all the elements or components are made or manufactured in factories, sometimes with automated production lines instead of made on-site.
So what are some of the benefits this IBS system brings to the construction industry?
I'll say there are lots of benefits. First, it's very efficient way of construction. Usually it can shorten the period of construction by 10 to 20%. And secondly, precast or IBS is with higher precision and better quality of our products. And third, this kind of method is more environmental friendly by reserving all the resources and reducing the waste on site. Also, we can achieve a greener construction site using this method. And the fourth, we provide better working conditions for the workers in factories instead of on-site, because in factory, we have this environment strictly managed and controlled, and it's safer for the workers to operate. And the last, I think, because Malaysia is really short of labor.
Right.
So, and this kind of way that we can make the construction less depend on the foreign labor use, which means we can lower the man hour per square meter that we have to use the
labor
for labors. Yes,
Gary, going back to the fact that you said using IBS methods of construction tends to reduce construction time. Usually, when these things happen, the concern is that quality might be compromised. So, you know, could you take us through some kinds of quality? What quality control processes are in place for these methods?
Yeah, actually, we are running through a very systematic and strict procedures of quality control. Mm-hmm. So, in the factory, we have a few steps that I simply explained to you that. When the materials are coming, when we're receiving the materials, we have lots of steps for the quality inspections. Like, we check all the documents, and then we have this quality and quantity control and check. And also, for the raw materials, we have third-party testing,
right,
which is a regular kind of action that we do. And also, we have a whole set of ITP plan, which is inspection testing plan for all the materials, including the reinforcement, cement, admixtures, and etc. So by utilizing all these methods, we control the quality of the materials. And this is one of the critical issues that we need to make sure. And the second is we have a lot of procedures for the process control during the production. For example, we prepare the mold, and when we're preparing it, we check the leveling, and we check all the reinforcement. By doing all these actions, we can guarantee that all the products are produced in the right way. Yeah. And after production, of course, we have two rounds of rechecking,
right,
to make sure that before the delivery, all our products are qualified.
Dr. Yu, in your home, China, IBS has been in practice for many years now. Could you take us through some of the challenges you faced in China to get people to accept this method of construction?
Right. So in China, yes, our government did promote IBS for many, many years. And basically, there is a very strong incentives in different parts of the country. For example, if you apply IBS techniques, usually the developer will be given a higher plot ratio. So then the developers have the incentives to actually apply this new technology. But still, many developers are facing big challenges for implementing this new technique. Major reason is the economy of scale. Right. IBS can only significantly reduce the cost when you have a large-scale development, for example, like Forest City, because by applying the IBS, you are actually double-handling all the construction material. You put your construction material in the factory first, you pre-cast all the components, and then you ship again all the components to the construction site to assemble them.
Right.
So that's essentially like double handling. So that increased the logistics cost. So if your project is not big enough, then you will find you will spend a lot more cost on the shipment. Although you do save, you know, on the efficiency part. So that's why I think that's the biggest challenge a lot of developers and construction companies are facing right now in China.
How has the adoption been ever since it was used in started being used in China?
I believe like in large cities like Shanghai, it will be like slightly higher. I suspect right. It will be like 30% something. But in most of the medium, small cities in China, I see the adoption rate is still quite low.
Has there been any complaints of, defects or on the flip side, maybe some praises about its adoption?
Right, Gary, do you know this?
Yeah, actually, IBS is very mature technology nowadays. So, actually, compared to the conventional way, it has a lot of advantages, as I mentioned.
Right.
Especially in quality. So actually, when you are constructing the buildings with the precast technology, probably, actually, it's even better. And we have less complaints to the quality.
Now, Dr. Yu, coming back to you, there have been some arguments that if you adopt IBS in your construction methods, it might help to bring down the prices of property, prices of homes. On the flip side of it as well, especially from real estate housing developers, they complain that construction is just a small part of the prices of property. What are your thoughts on this? Does IBS help bring prices down?
Right. I think that really touches upon the very fundamental business model of developing properties in this country, in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
Many, the top developers, they've been doing business for, you know, several decades in Malaysia. Their previous business model is they buy the land like very, very early and at a very low price.
Right.
So that they can really sell the property at a very affordable price as well. But I see that trend is changing because land is getting more and more expensive and land cost will be, for everybody, it will be like fairly equally the same. So by that time, you know, then your construction cost will be the only component that you can control to save the cost and in order to, you know, lower your product price to be more competitive. So I think I would see like with time going on, like the industry is advancing into the future, more people should adopt this IBS technology.
In a little while, we'll find out the challenges faced when IBS was adopted in China and the rewards enjoyed today as our conversation with Country Garden Pacific View's Dr. Yu Runze and Gary Gao continues. BFM 89.9. We're back on BFM 89.9's The Property Show. We are talking to Country Garden Pacific View's Dr. Yu Runze and Gary Gao about adopting IBS in the company's development projects. Dr. Yu, earlier we were discussing economies of scale when it came to IBS adoption. There's always a question of supply and demand in knowing how to implement IBS. What more needs to be done in Malaysia?
Right. We just discussed about the low adoption rate in Malaysia, but there are several trends I think we have to be observing. Just look at our neighbor, Singapore.
Right.
IBS has a very high adoption rate in Singapore. And I think that's the future of real estate. Because number one, your land is getting more and more expensive. Number two, there will be more like urban projects, like in the urban center. So you have very limited space for your construction site. You won't be able to pile all of your construction material on the same site and to do it like traditionally. Number three is the reliance on foreign workers. I would say majority of the construction workforce in Malaysia is heavily relying on foreign workers.
Yeah.
And it has been a very clear policy direction that the government is trying to reduce that number.
Correct.
So eventually you will find there are less workforce on the construction market. And then also in the meanwhile, I believe the cost for that workforce will increase as well. So all those factors will actually force the adoption of IBS.
Gary, when you talk about IBS adoption, what comes to mind is building buildings and apartment complexes and office buildings in a way similar to how you would play with your Lego sets, which means a lot of the buildings will end up being very uniform and, you know, some would say boring. Does IBS adoption have, can you dispel that assumption?
Yeah, that has been very controversial topic all the time, discussed by scholars and practitioners around the world. Now, my opinion is that we should look into the methodology of this kind of method, that these actually are not contradictory factors, but they can be unified. Now, if we adopt IBS, we need the replication. We need to repeat. And people think this will harm the diversity. But actually, from the technical aspect, a building is consist of components, and then the units, and then the typical floors. And this is forming the block. So actually, we are doing some work in the standardization in design, especially targeting the components and the units. And for example, we try to eliminate the types of components in a certain amount, so that it's beneficial for the production. But actually, you can to reorganize all these elements, like playing the Lego toys, that you can use these certain types of bricks to create like infinite possibilities of building.
Now, Country Garden Pacific View, you guys recently launched your IBS factory in Johor. It's one of the largest. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yes. So, actually, it's part of the plan that Forest City's sustainable development will not be surviving without a strong manufacturing base. So that's why we acquired 417 acres of land on the mainland. But we are also building a highway connecting the island as well as the mainland. So on this industrial land, we are building our first factory, already commenced the production for this IBS. The annual production capacity would enable construction for 1 million square meter of housing per year. And that's only factory number one. In 3 to 5 years' time, we are planning to build another 5 of similar size factories. So eventually we'll be having 6 factories in that manufacturing base. This will also provide a very solid employment population to Forest City.
Now, obviously these factories primarily aimed at providing material and supporting the $100 billion Forest City development. Are there possibilities of this being expanded into other developments, not of Country Garden Pacific Views?
Well, there are long-term plans. After we stabilizing the production, after we have everything very mature, and after we have sufficed the demand from Forest City itself, yes, we are considering to sell it to other parties.
It's still a pretty niche industry where IBS is concerned, especially in Malaysia. How do you see these challenges in pushing this IBS agenda out the way the government really wants to?
Well, frankly speaking, we are not the only one in this market.
Correct.
I mean, there are a couple of other players who has been very strong and their techniques has been very mature as well. And I would say in this part of the world, I mean, if you think about Singapore and Malaysia, especially in Johor, because Johor, the proximity to Singapore, and Singapore is using a lot of precast, the talent pool is already there. And the techniques has been testified many times in this part as well. So I think moving forward, number one, we should promote a much higher automated production line, mm-hmm. and also to further reduce the reliance on manpower. Also to have more, I would say, matchmaking activities with the local suppliers for construction materials, and that will really enable and activate the whole value chain for IBS. So yes, there are multiple stakeholders in the whole game.
Gary, in terms of labor training, what sort of training do they require?
Just like Dr. Yu just mentioned, actually we have already have a talent pool,
yes.
a lot of talent guys, but actually this automated production industry is brand new to Malaysia, even in the Asian area. So actually we are really lacking hands and experts who can really run this factory well. So actually we are applying a lot of training regarding the production line.
Right.
And we have experts from the suppliers who can help us to train our managers and engineers. We have a series of this kind of training. And also for the laborers, because we have a lot of foreign laborers who are unskilled
yeah.
for this industry, we also need to train them so that they become industrial workers and really can be capable of conducting our production and to achieve our targets.
Finally, Dr. Yu, Malaysia's target of reaching a certain level of IBS compliance for the private sector, that's about 50%, and the public sector 70% by next year. Your thoughts, are we on track?
Well, I'm not really in a position to commenting on the entire industry, but I do hope like more companies, developers, construction companies would join this joint effort to actually help like this country to achieve that goal. That's definitely will benefit the entire industry and revolutionize the industry as well.
As for Forest City, though, what sort of target, compliance target are you looking at?
For example, like last year, we have about 2 million square meter residential area sold, and this factory can suffice about half of that. And now we have initiated the plan to build a second factory. So definitely it will be higher than 50%, and hopefully we can achieve like 100% IBS in the far future.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.